love your chapter, Annika, because you also talk about work ethic and the fact that there are no shortcuts to success. And I love the story that you told in this chapter about you were 15 years old and you're in Sweden and you're on the range hitting balls and it started to rain. Do you remember that story?
I do.
Can you tell that one?
Yeah, I'd be happy.
Well, we're supposed to be interviewing you. Go ahead, tell a story.
I do the story, and then I would like to hear more about you. But yeah, you're right though. And it was raining, and I was cold, and it was windy. So I called my dad to pick me up, and you know, my dad has been very instrumental in my career, as you can imagine. But you know, kind of on the sidelines, supportive and resourceful, but not like in my face. And so he picked me up and we drove away, and you know, it was still raining, and I looked over there and I could see some other kids hit, you know, still hitting balls on the range. And my dad turned to me and he said, you know, Annika, I just want you to know that there are no shortcuts to success. And to this day I think about that, because here I was dreaming about becoming the best and being really good and, you know, playing around the world, and here I just left because I got a little wet and a little cold. So, so that's a story that kind of been, you know, sitting with me, and I hope to give that to our kids.
We're here
with
Anne.
Yeah, it's a great lesson.
Sorry, Anne Liguori. And so your journey's a testament to all the strengths that you cover, you know, in this book. And you're a groundbreaking person in your own right, from sports broadcasting to entrepreneur and diverse talents with the radio and television and print, and being a spokesperson for different companies. I'll let you plug those in a minute. You mentioned mentors. Who was your mentors growing up, and how did you get into this? And then on top of that, what inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, my mentors, well, my parents were just great foundation. My mother was my hero. She lived to be 95. We lost her a couple of years ago, but just so inspiring. She grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania and was the only one in her family that actually went to college. And then she got her master's and she was a working mom. And you know, so I just really, both my mom and dad were my heroes. But when I was 3 years old, and I don't know if anybody can remember that they knew what they wanted to do when they were three. But I was watching, we were in Cincinnati, and then we moved to Cleveland. I spent most of my childhood in Brecksville, Ohio. But we spent a couple of years, I was born in Cincinnati, and there was a woman named Ruth Lyons. And this was in the 60s, and she was truly a pioneer in the television variety show genre. And anybody famous that came in to Cincinnati, she would interview them. And I must have just been sitting there in this high chair. My mother must have been watching the show. Because from my earliest memories, I've always wanted to be an interviewer. And it's amazing the impact that somebody can have on a toddler. But I can remember at 3 years old exactly knowing what I wanted to do. It's crazy.
I think it's cool to know what you want to do when you were three.
I love it.
Yeah.
But how about this book? What inspired you to write this?
So this is my second book. The first book is called A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game. And it's a collection of all the guests that I had on my show on the Golf Channel. And they were more celebrities, like who just had a passion for golf, like Kevin Costner and Celine Dion and Matthew McConaughey. And it was really what I learned about them through golfing with them. And then I was really trying to pitch a book on my sports interview shows. You know, when I was in my 20s, I started a show called Sports Interview, where I was interviewing all these legends, like Mickey Mantle was, you know, much older, and Ted Williams was in his 80s, and Hank Aaron and Billie Jean King. And, you know, so for, 17 years, I did that show. And so I was truly pitching the stories behind those stories, those interviews. But Hatherly Press wanted a golf book. And I said, I can do a golf book. I've been covering golf for 30 years. And so when they wanted a golf book, it was around the pandemic time. And, you know, golf was just so popular as it is. And so I thought, let me do a book where I can share wisdom from, you know, six golf legends, six women and six men. And, you know, do a real uplifting book. So that's the origin of Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And I might have one more in me, but, I, you know, there are a lot of work, as you can imagine.
Yeah, that is a lot of work, but that's exciting. So if our listeners, where can they buy your book, Anne?
Well, they can go on Amazon and just go type my name, Anne Liguori, or Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And I also want to thank Jim Nance. He wrote the foreword, the great Jim Nance. And again, I can't thank the legends in this book and Jim, who wrote the foreword, enough for, you know, giving me your time. And you were all so willing and enthusiastic about sharing your stories and your wisdom. And that's what I, you know, was looking for. I was looking for, you know, good, you know, positive role models, Hall of Famers, you know, people who had, you know, have so much to say. You know, Jack Nicklaus talked about putting family first and integrity is paramount. And, you know, Gary Player talked about having a lifelong passion for what you do and have love in your heart. So I was just so pleased that everybody, you know, it's really interesting. I didn't have to coach anybody to come up with different themes. Everybody kind of, you know, kind of focused on different wisdom, which I thought was incredible, right? Because there's so much you learn from golf. So I hope you do read it, Annika, and I can't wait to hear what you think.
Absolutely. I'll let you know.
Well, legendary Jim Nance said you will be inspired by the life lessons that the greatest names in golf share, wisdom that we can all embrace for a lifetime of success and happiness.
Yeah, Jim's amazing, right? And in fact, when, you know, I was at Augusta National during the Masters and saw Jim and, you know, saw you and ran into Renee Powell and Ben Crenshaw and Jack Nicklaus, and you all thanked me for including you all in the book, which I just thought was incredible because I am so grateful to you all for agreeing to tell your stories and to share your wisdom. And it just shows you the golf industry is made up of incredible people. And I know you do a lot of work with your Annika Foundation. I have the Anne Liguori Foundation where we raise money for cancer research. We do a charity event out here in the Hamptons every year. And, you know, the golf world is so generous, don't you think? It's just a wonderful industry to be a part of. And all of you in this book are certainly great role models and just a pleasure to know. And I can't thank you all enough for contributing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Anne. I think the golf community is just a great group of people, and I think we just feel very lucky to do what we do and have a passion for the sport. And just to finish up quickly here with Anne Liguori, we during the break, you know, we asked you, and you said, "I've been touring since February." What's next for you? How long are you gonna keep touring, and what's coming up that's exciting?
Right. I am going to continue promoting this book, you know, for the holidays. It makes for a good holiday gift. Excuse my voice. I woke up with a terrible cough this morning. But my show on WFAN resumes. It's April to September. And then I do another show on another radio station on Saturday. So I'm still busy doing the radio, and I do a lot of public speaking and a lot of book signings. And so if anybody is interested in having this book, you know, at their, I've done a lot of book signings at golf courses and a lot of PGA Tour. I was the guest speaker at the Cognizant, and Barbara Nicklaus was there at my table. It was just an honor to spend time with Barbara and at the Valspar. And so it's just wonderful that, you know, the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, you know, they have me speaking and promoting and signing books. And as I said, the messages are so positive that I just think it now is the time to kind of spread all this positivity and all these uplifting messages to the world, because there's so much going on. I heard you talk about it earlier in the show. Boy, it's been rough, right? I mean, there's so much going on in my heart, and prayers go out to all who are suffering from, you know, the hurricane and so many areas across the eastern United States. It was so widespread. So we just have to do, I feel we have to do our best to uplift each other and to pretty much share and spread positive messages. I think that's a good thing for all of us to do.
We do, and we appreciate you being on the show, Anne. You are always happy and always have a great smile every time we see you. So we look forward to seeing you down the road, and best of luck with the book and everything else you have in the works. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Annika and Mike. Really appreciate it. And continued success. I love following you both, and Wow, you guys are just such an inspiration to so many people.
Well, thank you very much. That was Anne Liguori. Thank you. We have to take a quick break, and we'll finish up our show.